Welcome back, everybody, to the Dom and Colin podcast for almost at the end of our Challenge All-Stars coverage. We had a completed final here to talk about, and we have a winner of the Challenge All-Stars on our hands. Of course, I am Matt alongside my co-host, Scally. Scally, what's up?
Hello, hello. I'm good. I wish this was the end, but no, we have a reunion left. But overall, I'm good. Excited to talk about what I still think was a fun final, even if it was split into 2 weeks.
Yes. Can we agree right now, right here on the spot, that if the reunion is two parts, we're doing one podcast about it? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't have shown up for the first one. So.
I mean, it's especially as summer's getting like even closer, it's like getting harder to find times to record with both of us. Mm-hmm. In our schedules these days, if there are two parts, we'll get you guys one podcast. So that's something.
I mean, you guys heard our level of enthusiasm for part two of that Challenge 36 reunion. I cannot imagine All Stars is going to be much more dramatic. I think it'll be fun, but worthy of one podcast, whether it's worthy of one or two episodes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's on Paramount Plus. So if they have a lot, like, I mean, sure. They can do whatever they want, but like if they want to make it one long reunion, make it like an hour instead of the 43-minute episodes, like that's fine, but just you don't need to do two more weeks of releases. There's no need. It just doesn't do
anything.
I mean,
I get that there are many viewers that I'm sure pay for the version of Paramount Plus with commercials, but it still just feels so weird on streaming services to like break it up over extra weeks and add in like more commercial time. Like just release it in 1 week. It's fine. You can do a 2-hour episode if you really have to and release it one time, because I really don't want to come back for a part two.
And nobody's even heard. We recently just completed our draft with Colin and Haley. And it's funny because like we come into these podcasts and I want to be like so ready to go and so energized for another week of Challenge Talk. But then like on that one, I was like, all right, I'm just going to be honest. I'm sick of this. I'm tired. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to wrap it up. It's been 6 months of this, ready for the break. So when that podcast comes out, you guys will hear all of that. But we are almost at the finish line. So.
Well, you know. Yeah, because it's been how many weeks of season 36 and then All-Stars and then drafts, and we're rewatching the episodes twice for these and taking notes, and it's a lot of hours put into the challenge over the last couple of months. So, you know what? It's been enjoyable and I'm thankful that we've had it, but I am just about at the point where I could take a tiny little break.
Exactly.
That's fine.
Just fully ready for the break.
Everyone gets vacation time.
Yes, fully ready for the break and just to sit back, watch some Big Brother, watch some whatever else is coming on in the summertime, some All-Stars 6 that I see you're super excited for. You can't wait to see some of your favorite queens of all time back, so we don't have to get into that right now. just looking forward to a break, so there's that. But the break is not here just yet. We have to talk about the second part of the final, which, yes, they did find a way to... look what I just said. Yes, they did find a way to stretch it out into two parts. And here it is. We have a winner. No beating around the bush here. Scally, our new challenge champion, our latest challenge champion, however you define it, by the small show, the big show, this show, that show, a new challenge champion here. Yes, Duffy.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm happy. Like I said, I really for a little while there was thinking that we're just marching towards a Kellyanne win. And while I like, you know, both Yes and Kellyanne and many other people on the cast, I found myself like a little bit disappointed that I felt like I probably knew the result. So happy that that was not the case. But I did then find myself like, oh, well, I was kind of okay with the Kellyanne win. So I'm happy for Yes. Did make me, you know, shed a tear at the end. Mm-hmm. But mixed feelings as always.
Yeah, I did not know a whole lot about Yes coming into this season. He ended up, which, by the way, did win the draft. It's been a minute, so feels really good to get back in that in the win column. And I don't know how to tell you this, but, I mean, I have to check over the math one more time. You might have come in last.
I think so, and that's fine. I knew Hart was playing a little bit more in the OG draft than usual. I'm going to screw my head back on straight for next season, assuming we get one, and be back to dominate, just like yes.
Yeah, I'm going to double check the scores because it was so close, just to make sure that everything was exactly accurate. But it looks like we're finishing here with me in first place, thanks to the yes victory, 115 points. Haley in second place, Haley Strong with 91 points, 88 points, as my cat distracts me, to Mel's team in third place, and then Scally with 1 point behind Mel right now in 87. So again, I will double check the math to make sure that's all right, but that's where we're at.
It happens.
So, I mean, definitely happy for yes, because that means good things for me. But also, I mean, he seems like a good guy. Everything that we saw in his confessionals, talking about his family, talking about what he wants to do with the money, all sounded, great to me. There's a lot of other people around that I would have been like, oh, cool. It would have been cool to see another win for Darrell, because I'm just more invested in him over the years, especially John A. Was so close, and to see, the possibility, if there ever was one, that she could have taken it home. I guess that's probably a good transition into the fact that there was only one winner here and not one for each gender. And
that's the thing. I really do like Yes. I am happy. I believe he's a new winner. I don't think Yes has ever won a season. Oh, no, he did win Challenge 2000.
Oh,
apparently.
Not correct.
So, I really thought that was true. Wait, is Challenge... No, Challenge 2000 is not the first Challenge, right? No, Season 3. I was like, wait a minute. Have we bookended things? But no. I'm happy for Yes. I like Yes. Like I said, teared up when I saw the family and everything like that. I would be perfectly happy to see Yes on another season. But the fact that it was only one winner, and then we were having some people, especially Darrell coming in second and getting nothing. And then Kellyanne and John A, who were super impressive, nothing. Everyone else, nothing. That was disappointing. So whether it be a team final, at least throw some money towards the second and third place finishers when you're going to have this many people in a final. And or create a gender split in terms of the payout. So a couple of things which made me not as satisfied with the finale as I could have been, but overall super happy.
When you get to the final leg there and it's just the four guys come in, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I think John A came in, or no, Kellyanne then
Kellyanne,
came in,
yeah.
And then John A was close behind, and then Anissa, whoever else was kind of, coming up there. It's just, why are we doing this where there's only one winner? And I mean, I guess you can look back and say, Kara was the first solo winner, and then Turbo won, and now we're now it's just a guy here. But I don't know, this final, especially in this last element of the final, it didn't really seem like there was a super fair equalizer in, when Kara won on that puzzle. It was okay, cool. Anybody could have figured this out, gotten to the top of whatever they were climbing, the castle there, to get to get the win. This is a run. I don't know. I mean, with all due respect to Kellyanne and John A, I just don't know that I can see them beating Yes and Darrell in a run. And I mean, as we saw, it didn't happen. And it makes absolutely no sense why it needed to be one winner, one all-star takes the crown. It's not right.
I mean, at the least, when you have 4 out of 5 men finish before any one woman finishes in the final, it should at least raise a red flag as to how balanced was this final portion of the finale, which is ironic because originally we thought this is, okay, it's 5 parts. I guess it's locked up who's going to win because we know the entirety of the final. But no, they sprung this last part on us, and I liked it, but the fact that... again, you saw all 4 guys finish, besides Easy, before any of the women, at least should be raising a red flag as to, was this gender balanced? Could it have been, could Kellyanne have just sprinted ahead of all of them? I was getting excited when they said, she's passing people one by one. But I don't know that realistically, where it seemed so well balanced before, that John A's in... coming up in the podium, she might win. And then as soon as this came, I felt like, pretty much completely out of it, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, so at the beginning of the episode, we see that Darrell, who was one of the main contenders, did get up after he looked like he might need a medic. He got up, he kept going. We got a bunch of confessionals from a couple different people about, what they're all fighting for. And, just again stretching it out to be to a two-part final, getting as much as you can in there for each person. So when they get to the next checkpoint, we see that Yes and Darrell are tied with 18 in first place. Janae's got 15, Kellyanne 13. Kellyanne obviously with a pretty impressive comeback after only getting 3 points out of the first two rounds to come in with 5 points, 5 points, 5 points to close out things before that last run. Jemmy with 12, Anissa Ruthie with 10, Mark and Alton with 9. Big Easy with 6. And that's where we got the confessional from Big Easy saying, I need some more points or I'm going to be systematically eliminated. I'm like, you weren't already? I mean,
yeah,
probably wasn't actually, but like, it's like, I think you're out of this, bud.
Yeah. I guess, again, we did not know about part two with the doubling of points and there being extra points at all. But by that point, it's like, all right, like, you're way behind. There's no chance that this is happening on 6 points. So I completely understand the thought of people just, like, not hustling as hard because it's not happening for me regardless.
It also seemed like, was it Jemmy or Anissa that when TJ was like, it's going to be, you know, double points, that somebody was like, I knew it. And I was like, all right, if that person knew it, everybody knew it because I'm sure they said, you know, they told everybody, like, oh, it's probably going to be this because they got to tell everybody how smart they are, you know, anybody out
exactly
there. So
both, I would say any person, but yes, those two also
right,
would love anybody telling people what they figured out.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't any kind of like hidden secret strategy. It's like, oh, like, I solved the case, we're gonna do double points in the end, that's how it's gonna be determined. It's like, yeah, okay. Congratulations. So the last round is about to begin. Stage five, round five, whatever. It's the eating challenge, which I really don't need to go on for another 30 minutes about how, you know, I don't care about eating challenges. But of course, it makes sense now as how they were going to stretch this out to be so much time because, you know, that's what happens when you have throw up montages. So,
yeah, didn't need it. Never need it. Is what it is. That's nothing really interesting to talk about here, except I guess Jemmy and Easy giving themselves each other permission to quit.
I was gonna ask you, what was going through your mind as you watched them about to quit, and then TJ comes over and then the look in Jemmy's eyes and she's like, no, if I was like, I think she's staring the face of like her future television career right in that moment. She was like, if I quit here and I don't get brought back, it's never gonna happen again.
That's exactly it, I think, because there's one thing when, like, Jay is in a final however many seasons ago, and, like, you get third place, you're guaranteed, what, $15,000 or whatever it was on that season, and you decide to quit, like, no, do it, like, stop. But as soon as you get here where it's, like, you're probably coming in, like, 8th, 9th, 10th place, and there's definitely no extra payout for you, I don't blame them. I would not care if either of them had quit. I know that it probably would make them less likely to bring back a Jemmy or an Easy, but I would not blame them in the slightest from my perspective.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they, you know, TJ comes over and he's like, you know, I don't like quitters. And like, we all, how many times do we hear that? I mean, I get it. We all get it. Like, I'm sure Jemmy and Big Easy both saw the clips going through their mind at the time that they were contemplating quitting. But Jemmy has like one last burst of like, okay, don't be stupid. Like, don't be the person that TJ's mad at as I walk away. Like, no, TJ is really going to, you know, save you here, trying to be all buddy-buddy with him. So she ends up continuing to eat, and obviously it doesn't go super well for them. They only get the 1 point, but they do, I guess, stay in the game, so that's better than nothing.
2.5 hours of eating anything would be so miserable, let alone this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no. So again, I don't blame them. Don't make them do this. It's not fun. I did not have any more entertainment because they had to eat 3 pounds of meat than like a quick checkpoint or a puzzle.
Yeah. When did Darrell become, you know, Mr. like cutesy confessional guy? I mean, maybe he's always been like that, but they just don't give him enough time. But he was just like, he was soaking up all the time there during that portion.
He was dropping one-liners, like, all throughout the final, I've heard. So it definitely seems like Darrell, fun personality that, which we've known, but have not seen it, I would argue, on 36 or maybe even his last season. I feel like they did not give him the airtime that otherwise could have been allotted.
At some point, I don't know if we want to do it today, if we end up with time or for the reunion. We're going through the entire cast and, you know, are they going to be back next season or not? Because we...
Oh, 100%.
We fully can speculate at this point. You know, there's no cast speculation out of the, right now, but I have seen, heard, or whatever, that that they're going to start filming the next season in August. I feel like every cast member is, like, talking about it. Like, I saw... it was, like, an Instagram Live or something. I don't know. Maybe something Kendall was doing, and people were like, oh, yeah, we're going to get it. We're gonna get going in August again. I'm like, okay, let's just all talk about it. That's not normal.
See, I did not know that this was anywhere near confirmed, so that's exciting for me to hear. I've enjoyed it, but I feel like we had the first season of the show and there were improvements to make, and we can make them. Please.
So we'll see how that all gets going. I mean, the main challenge that they're filming right now, season 37, I'm sure they'll be done probably in like another month or so if they're not done sooner than that. So, you know, give them some time in between. They seem to just have no problem getting back out there and doing some more seasons. So after they were done with that eating portion of the challenge, it was the sleeping situation, which, like we said last week, that has to happen every challenge these days. But what'd you make of the beds that they had this time? I actually thought that they were more compelling than a lot of the other bed situations, but it was also like so insignificant as far as a television product goes.
I think probably slightly more compelling for the 2 minutes that they had to be on screen, which is the same amount that any other one should be on screen. also probably more comfortable. I feel like you could sleep on a wooden board a lot easier than like with the water in a cave hitting your face or snakes around you or whatever the case was for other seasons.
Yeah. And if you were looking for any kind of like winner edit, I mean, going back through the second time for the notes here, I was like, every time that there was a... you know, every new challenge, Yes was like, I got this. I did this in my sleep years ago. No problem. This is not going to phase me at all. And I'm like, okay, there's now I'm getting it.
100%. Yeah. I feel like we did have that from other contestants too. Like pretty much all of the people who ended up finishing in the top 3/4 had a lot of that, but, and even some others, but I do see specifically Yes getting a lot of that content because I don't feel like he had much of a different storyline, so it was kind of that or nothing.
Right. And then they were all gathering around the fire. Like, remember when we thought we were going to be playing Pin the Tail and the Donkey? Like, yeah. I don't know why you would have thought it was going to be like, I mean, obviously they didn't think they were going to be playing that, but like if they had like the idea in their mind that they were going to be doing like Champs versus Stars challenges of like kicking a soccer ball around a football field. No, they definitely did get, you know, and credit to production, I guess, for the fact that they did make this a real challenge, because it still has the same element of, you know, the modern challenge. But we're getting to see some personalities on the show that, you know, not to rehash this whole situation of like what we're excited about here, but a lot of people that we have not seen in a long time, a lot of people that still fully have the entertainment factor within them. So you know, that's just kind of what made this whole product a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I would say that I definitely prefer these to, let's say, the scale of a Champs versus Stars, some of those challenges. But also I think I also thought that we were probably going to see more old school type challenges that some of these people may have been more familiar with, not necessarily like season 1 or 2 challenges, but, you know, somewhere in the middle era. And I wouldn't hate that as well if some of those were thrown in.
What did you make of after the night is up, time for the next day, TJ Lavin shows up on a horse in quite the outfit?
What was this? Like, why? why did this happen? I mean, it was probably the best part of the episode, but also, why did it happen? I don't know. Like, I really don't know what to even say about it. Thanks, TJ? But, yeah.
I know. I genuinely feel like this was so that people... like they did this exactly like for us, so that us podcasters would have something to talk about in this final, aside from people throwing up. So thank you, we appreciate it. It was very silly, very ridiculous. It's the kind of thing where TJ, you know, recently got interviewed, I think it was, you know, with Anissa and Tori, and he was just talking about like, you know, they run things by him, and then he'll be like, yeah, no, absolutely want to do that. So they must have come up to him saying like, you want to wear this super ridiculous outfit and go out there on a horse? And he was like, absolutely. Like, let's do it. Let's do multiple takes of it. I'm down. And that's just, I guess, how TJ rolls.
Yeah. I do have a little bit of a question of like, If TJ were on to have worn this on Halloween and posted it on Instagram, would people be questioning if it was like, maybe not the best move to be doing wearing like something that, you know, I imagine somewhere in the world is either used for, whether it be celebration or seriously or wherever else, and it's kind of played for as a laugh on TV. It was fun, but I also just thought worth raising.
Yeah. I guess in general, like when they get to, you know, these places, I mean, and there's a whole conversation about like the food and stuff. It's like, is this food from where they are or anything like that? Or is it just like gross food? I don't know. I'm not the person that knows the answers on all that. But and where is this final? Do we know?
I feel like we did, and I have no idea
anymore. I feel like we did, too. I feel like we knew where next. Well, maybe. Do you know where next season is?
We talked about it.
Yeah, we did talk about it. And that was the main topic of conversation of like, who's going to forget this first? I mean, I fully expected and knew and still know that I will forget, always do forget, but that's fine. Who cares?
I forgot by the end of the podcast. It may have been Croatia, but I feel like they've just been there before and I'm pretending that that is.
But they're just always there, yeah, pretty much.
Maybe that's not true. That might be a lie. Don't take that for anything.
Okay. We'll... everybody out there, let us know. No, I don't care. You don't need to waste a tweet on that.
No.
So, TJ's going to let them know the double points racing up the mountain. First person to get to the top is going to get 10 points and 9 and 8 and so on and so on. So I don't know. Any thoughts from you as we watched, of course, Darrell take off? Yes, was kind of in second for a bit behind him. Anything noteworthy here between now and when everybody's going to start crossing the finish line?
Not really. I feel like wasn't really necessary. Could have really squeezed this into one day if we really wanted to. But again, hopefully it's better balanced next time, but not too much interesting here for me.
Yeah. I mean, Big Easy and Anissa, I guess, is not a highlight, but the fact that they were like going together.
Yeah, it was cute that they were like, I am happy for like some of their journeys. And I feel like this was a good vehicle for some inspiring confessionals that I did enjoy. But as a part of the challenge in itself, like, this was nothing to me. It was the confessionals that were played over it, I guess. And I guess, yes, also Easy and Anissa, like, agreeing to run together and feeling supported.
Mm-hmm. They were like, Easy's like, I'm going to help my friend. I'm like, your friends? I mean, I get that everybody, like, you all have known each other for all these years, but I don't know. I guess just the whole experience bonds them all so much closer. Just like Jemmy and Ruthie, when they crossed the finish line together, they were like, we're best friends now. I was like, no, you're not. You just literally just one human needing another human for motivation, for companionship, and like a really tough, stressful time. Like, there's no chance that these two have talked to each other since the show.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I also was like, since when were you enemies? Like, I don't know them. There's not some big storyline of Jemmy and Ruthie. So I guess, sure, they're best friends. That's fine.
I think in general, it was just kind of like Ruthie was kind of isolated from a lot of the rest of the house from early on. And then just kind of there was a couple challenges that she ended up winning, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, and never really, you know, ended up going into an elimination. Sure. So I don't know. So yeah, that's, you know, they're all running up to the, top of the mountain. Everybody is, giving some more confessionals about what this means to them, you know, all this stuff. I guess we get a little bit from Yes here as well, who, just kind of walks us through his strategy of what he is, you know, the pace that he's trying to keep, which he's like, I got the better pace than Darrell. He's like, I'm going to take off my clothes. Darrell's not gonna, I'm not going to overheat. He's going to overheat, which I guess at the end of the day proves to be correct because he does run right past him. He's like, should I be helpful? Should I do some shit talking? I'm like, okay, yes. Okay. I mean, you don't have to shit talk Darrell, but fine.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Like, a moment of personality for Yes. But also when he's like, I'm taking off my shirt, I'm taking off my pants. I was like, whoa, what is this? Yes is going to show up to the finish line wearing. But it was like, oh, you have layers on. Oh, okay.
I wouldn't have been surprised. I mean, Yes has kind of portrayed himself as just like, you know, this is my life. I just, you know, I do this, I do that. Like, you know, I ran up a mountain naked once. I'll do it again here. So I was like, maybe he will. I don't know.
That would have been quite the moment.
Would have been one strong ending to the season. But we get to the finish line. TJ shows up on the helicopter. Yes, of course, gets up there first. And, you know, this isn't our official results because we still got to add the points in. Darrell, Mark, Alton, Kellyanne, John A., And then, I don't know, in some order, Ruthie, Jemmy, Anissa, who am I forgetting? Who's last?
Easy.
Yeah. So, yeah, everybody, of course, makes it across the finish line, which is, I guess, you know, probably felt good for everybody there that they all did cross the finish line. Nobody ended up quitting like some people were considering, and they made it through. And, you know, you get the confessionals from Kellyanne, like, oh, we're doing the same stuff the 20-year-olds are doing, and you can't take that away from us. And it's like, all right, yay, go you all.
Yeah, that's exactly like, okay, cool. Great. That's it. That's fine.
So that's it. That's it. We, of course, are going to go to the celebration, the results, as TJ reads the results. I have them here. Do you have them?
I do not.
Okay. I was like, maybe I'll let Scally read them in some dramatic fashion. All right. The results. I'll have to do it. For the final, in case you didn't look it up on Wikipedia like I did for all of you. In last place, we had Big Easy with 9 points, followed by Anissa with 13. Ruthie and Jemmy tied with 17. Alton and Mark tied with 22. Kellyanne and John A tied with 24. Darrell with 29. And of course, yes, our winner with 31.
Wow. Yeah. So I'm trying to think. Does that mean Darrell and yes were tied? Or like, did Darrell get 9 points? Or how did that go going into the...
I have the whole breakdown for you. I wanted to make sure that in case it came up, I had it here. So after that, before the final leg, going into the final leg, with running up the mountain, yes was in first with 21. Darrell was in, well, I don't know if I have the, okay, maybe I don't have these numbers, 100%, but yes was in first, followed by Darrell, followed by John A, followed by Kellyanne,
okay,
followed by Mark, Ruthie, Alton, Jemmy, Anissa, Easy. So nothing really changed dramatically, but like, it was it was obviously super important for Darrell and yes, who was going to end up outlasting the other to get those points. So,
all right. Well, happy with the results. I really liked, I think it was when, I don't remember if it was when Chappelle was on or if I was talking to him or when I said this, John A, like, I like John A fine, but I was not particularly excited to have her on this season. I didn't really understand why she was on OGs, and I guess I still don't really understand. And not that John A gave me so much throughout the season, but I really enjoyed John A in this finale. Thought it was, she way outperformed, I think, a lot of people's expectations, and overall impressed to the point where I would not be upset about having her on another season.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have a whole lot else to say about the episode. Do you want to do the check-ins on all the cast members now? We still have a little bit of time before you have to be out of here.
Sounds good to me. Run through everybody? Or... Yeah. Sounds good.
Do you have anything else that we didn't talk about from the final?
Definitely not.
I mean, you know, compelling enough episode of the challenge. It's just the finals are always hard to, like, you know, break down unless you're gonna be like, oh, so that moment where Kellyanne passed John A, it's like, ooh, the drama. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And I would even say, like, sometimes a fun final to watch is not a great final to break down. You know, something maybe more exciting on TV than it actually is when you start speaking those words out loud.
Right. So what do we want to do this by how we, like, if we want them, or like, should we just say yes, no, are we allowed to have maybe?
No, we can talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Reason it out. Your preference, if you think, type thing.
Okay. So then let's go in the exact order, the way that we drafted, starting with the number one draft pick, Derek.
Okay. Think it will happen. Fine with it happening. Ultimately, like, not my top 10 picks necessarily at the moment.
He'll be back. He'll be there. I feel 100%. Pretty confident about that. Darrell, I also feel pretty confident he will be there.
Yep. And I want him there also.
Yes. Agreed. Ruthie, I don't feel confident that she'll be there. I feel like I did enjoy her on this season. In some of the confessionals, more so in like the later part of the season, I enjoyed just her presence being there. But I don't know that, like, if there is a lot more people saying yes to coming back, that maybe her spot could be up for grabs.
I feel like Ruthie is still a big name that they would want her again. Not that it reared its head at any point later in the season, but I didn't love the decision to, I didn't love the spot for Ruthie to be on the challenge necessarily this season. So not something that I need, but I think it's like probably at a 70% if she wants it.
Okay. I'd probably have it like 60, but I mean, same-ish area.
Splitting hairs there.
Right, exactly. Anissa.
Yes and yes.
What about yes?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. That was a good one.
I do think she will be there if she wants to be, right? And why wouldn't she want to be? So, the only, you know, reason why not is just in case, like, she could get tired. Like, back-to-back seasons with 36 and then All-Stars, and then she's on 37 now, and then, you know, All-Stars coming up again in August. It's like, it does feel like it's probably a little hard in the body, but, you know, if she's up to keep going.
My question for Anissa, I guess the more interesting question is, does Anissa ever choose to do, or do they ever choose to have Anissa on just All-Stars and not the main season at some point?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, but I guess we'll have to see. We're talking about All-Stars, so. Nehemiah, I say he's there if he wants to be.
I think he is there, and I also would be happy to have him back.
Yes. Mark, obviously, will be there.
Yeah, don't need him, but he'll be there.
Rude. Alton, definitely think he should be there. I think lots of positive content for him in the finale, how great of a partner he was and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But as we've talked about even on the draft podcast, he doesn't always want to be on these challenges.
He's there if he wants it, but yeah, not confident either way how that's going to go.
Kellyanne, what do you say?
I think it's going to happen. I feel like if you know, podiumed in this finale, I feel like they leaned on her a lot this season, where I wasn't really sure why. They seem to like her a lot. I think she's very competitive. And they would, you know, usually I think that they prioritize athletic ability more than they should. So given that, I think Kellyanne is probably a lock if she wants it.
I almost feel like I could go the opposite way here, because not that Kellyanne won, but like Jenny West, strong dominating performance, Amber Borzotra, pretty strong dominating final performance. And we know that Amber is in fact showed up on the cast for 37, but like wasn't initially planned to be. I don't know. I just feel like they don't feel like, oh, just because we had a strong dominant female on the cast, that means we have to keep bringing them back. And Kellyanne, I feel like, is one of the names as well, that if there's other people that say yes and are willing to come back for season two, then I feel like they won't be, they're not like locked in on her being there.
Let's look at Kellyanne confessional count versus Jenny and Amber. I feel like they like her a lot more. I know that Kellyanne has been an alternate on the main challenge before and ended up not making it on, but I think with the pool of women that they're pulling from for the OGs right now, I do think that they like having that competitive ability there.
All right. Jemmy, what I saw was the number one confessionalist of the season. Who's surprised?
Yeah, I think they like her. I think she's back.
I think, she wasn't even supposed to be on this one, but at this point, like, yeah, if she is still getting the top confessionals and like, obviously they know that like, that's probably a good thing for their television product. It's like, why turn her away now?
Yeah. And yeah, not that they show it on the main challenge, but like had a mini flirtmance with Nehemiah, allegedly, maybe also with Tech at one point. So I feel like Jemmy's bringing it on the show. She deserves the spot back.
Yes. So have we said any like hard no's so far? I don't think so.
No, not yet. But again, I don't, well, I feel like if people were willing to come back on the show, I know that there are scheduling conflicts, and some people, like apparently Jamie Chung, is willing to come back on the show, which I never thought would be a possibility. So yeah, I'm sure that there were scheduling conflicts for some people that they would want, but for the most part, I think that we will see a pretty high percentage of people that were on this season come back.
And they can also fully expand the cast. Like 22 is not much, and they could very easily extend filming by a week, and next thing you know, we're going to be at a full challenge season for the All-Stars, but or just do double eliminations from the beginning. But I can definitely see them being like 30 people are going on the next season. So
yeah, we'll agree with the double eliminations from the beginning. As much as I don't want to lose them, I feel like the pace could have been picked up at the start.
Yeah. Speaking of Ace, that was a stretch. Ace.
Strong, yes. I don't know. I feel like they do like him, but I don't know that it's a lock.
Hard no.
Really?
He,
I don't think that's true.
He went out and the fans were like, okay, besides you.
Oh.
Besides you.
Hmm. Well, yeah, first of all, I was very loud. but I don't know. I saw some stuff online, but maybe that is my ace bias coming in. I think that it's completely possible, but not a lock.
I got to plant a flag in one or two no's here, so I got to, you know, personally.
See, he's not bottom of the list for me remotely.
Okay, we'll see where that happens. But Cyrus?
Yes.
We're not up to him yet.
Hmm?
Sorry.
That's fine. We can jump back or skip Cyrus when he comes up.
No, I'm just making stupid jokes. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep apologizing.
God, I'm never going to catch the yes one. I'm never catching it.
I really wanted to make a tweet this week. So this is instead me giving my verbal tweet. Cross-section for Islander fans and Challenge All-Star fans, the many of those that exist. Islander fans, when the team scores a goal, chant, yes, yes, yes. And when yes won the challenge... It, you know what I'm trying to say here. So,
I do see.
Obviously.
See, the problem is cross-section of Challenge All-Stars fans, Islanders fans, and either follow you on Twitter or listen to the podcast, depending on where you made it. So, very, you know, I don't
there
know how big
that one.
Is.
There could be maybe one, or maybe there would definitely be more that would understand the tweet, like people that follow hockey but maybe aren't Islanders fans, and it would be like, oh, I know what you're talking about. Wasn't worthwhile. Glad I wasted our time here. Okay, so Cyrus, I feel like is I would give it like a 40% chance.
Really? I think way higher. A lot of these names, I think, were like their top choice. And if they're committed to doing like many more, sure, maybe some of them sit on a sideline for a season. But I feel like, especially the way Cyrus went out getting injured, I think they like Cyrus.
Letarian.
I don't think it's a lock. Actually, for Letarian.
I don't think it's a lot, again, but I feel like it's more likely than not.
I would put both... I almost feel like I would put Cyrus and Ace above Letarian in terms of likelihood.
Okay. Trishel?
Yeah, I think that's where I stand. Yes, if she wants it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Katie will be there.
If yes, she wants it. I think it's less certain, but yeah, Katie is one of the biggest names. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they're paying her to be there and if she's like down for, cause I don't think she wants to make this like a regular thing. Like, you know, I think she does seem to be happy at home. But I think that she would be down to maybe do like another one or two, and then be like, all right, I'm going to, you know, sit out for an, I don't know.
Yeah. Fair.
Kendall, I know I originally said early in the season I didn't need it, but I do think that I would enjoy Kendall being back, and I do feel like she gets the call. She could be there.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I am going to say yes to everybody.
You are.
No, I think Kendall's a yes. I said yeah, I don't know.
All right. Speaking of yes, of course, our champion will be returning as long as he wants to be there, and he sounds like he's ready to keep going. He's like, oh, take me to the main show. I'm there.
Yeah, he's there. No
could,
question.
Could Yes win a main challenge final? I say yes.
I think he could win a final. I think that he would have to probably survive a couple eliminations, or at least people should know to throw him into an elimination.
Mm-hmm. He reminds me, as far as competitor goes, of Jordan.
Ooh, I think he's smaller than Jordan.
I'm not exactly talking size, but just like he seems good at everything, which is kind of Jordan's game.
That's fair.
Speaking of yes. Jordan, what's Jordan up to right now?
Things.
was it Tom Palmer that tagged us in a tweet of Jordan?
It was
spotted with Naya.
So they've been like weirdly close ever since Naya got kicked off for touching Jordan inappropriately without asking on the challenge. So that has always been a little odd to me. I know that they've kind of had a weirdly like cool relationship with each other considering their history. Not something that I need to follow. I'm good from seeing either back.
Mm-hmm. So there's a sidebar for that. But yeah, returning champion, yes, I think we'll be there. Arissa, I gotta say, probably not.
No. Hard no.
All right. There's your first real no of the night. yeah, hard to see that she would be back. John A, I think, is there if she wants it.
I'm still not convinced. I think it is like a 60% if she wants it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she, I think made a, I think if it's like, you know, cause I feel like I've said like kind of maybe to a couple of the women so far, I said it to Ruthie, Kellyanne, and John A. Like of those three women, I feel like John A is the most likely in my head.
I think Ruthie is higher. I think Kellyanne's higher.
Okay. Crazy how we can just disagree like this and still move on. Tech, I don't know.
I don't think so. And I think that may be him not wanting, but I think he's a fun personality that they don't necessarily need every single season. Mm-hmm. I would enjoy having him back, but I don't know that they are going to prioritize him if they get some other people that they were not getting
this season. I agree. I think, you know, maybe not at season two, but maybe give him a call again season three, see what happens. And if that goes well, sure, keep his number. Otherwise, I don't know what they're exactly planning for Tech. Big Easy.
I say no, but I don't feel confident in it.
I say if they can get some more people, again, more people that have not, you know, that did not say yes the first time. I think that he's one of the first names on the guy's side that does not need to be there. That can be replaced for sure.
I agree. Yeah, sure. I agree.
And then two more here at the end of our draft. Beth, say at the same time, three, two, one. Yes.
Yes.
Beth will be there. She's ready to go. And Ysela also feels almost as confident to me as a big yes. So
strong yes. And I think that not all of these people are going to be available. Not all of them are going to be around. So we probably won't get the answer to all of them. But I feel like, yeah, most of this cast is like top tier in terms of who they want.
So we'll see how all of that goes in August when or July. I don't know. Whenever they are we still doing quarantines? I feel like, you know, somebody. Oh, no. Never mind. I was like, I feel like I saw something about like Big Brother 23 people not needing to quarantine if they got a vaccine. And then I was like, wait, that was a Spoiler Girl tweet. But it's still possible. I feel like that could be like an accurate prediction.
Yeah, I could see that.
So we'll see how that goes when the time comes. But that is all that I have here for the final of the Challenge All-Stars. Next week is the reunion. If it ends up being two parts, again, we will come back to you guys when it's all done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. What else you got going on?
Oh, what else do I have going on? I had the pleasure of competing over on RHAP with Jordan and Rob on This Week in Survivor History against Grace Leader and Aaron Robertson. So that was a lot of fun. That's out now. And I will be recording the Bachelorette draft podcast for the Bachelor wrap-up with Haley and Amy. Super excited about that. Little nervous. I feel like these bios not giving me a lot, but we'll see how we do there over on, again, the Bachelor wrap-up.
Have you drafted with them before?
I have not. This is my first honor.
Okay. I have, and I did win, so I'm kind of expecting you to keep the crown in our court here.
I know, it's high pressure, because I feel like a lot is made of who wins this draft. It's very prestigious, so I am nervous.
Yeah, George is a very good scorekeeper, and I always loved getting the updates as I continued to do pretty well in that draft and took the win home. So, again, pressure's on for you, but I'm sure you can do it.
Well, I'll ask you for advice after this.
Okay. So that is what Scally's up to. I'm not up to a whole lot else in the podcast world aside from the usual choir room shenanigans with Amon. Of course, like as we mentioned, we do have the drafts for season 37 that are recorded. They are in the books. You will hear the draft with Colin and Haley much sooner after the reunion is done. And we've talked about that. Maybe a week after or 2 weeks after, we will get you guys the season 37 draft. So that'll be up then. And then the must lose draft with Brian and Allie will be up, I think, a lot closer to when the cast comes out, you know, officially. So I don't know, yeah, August or September.
That's all figured out.
Yeah. So we'll figure it all out then and there. But those are recorded. They were both a lot of fun. So anticipate those coming sometime soon. All good. Any final thoughts? Anything else that we missed today?
No, I don't think so. overall fun. Maybe I'll rethink a couple of the decisions and comment on the reunion with updated who's coming back and who's not, because I feel like we gave a lot of yeses. And
you
some
said,
of these people can
you
get
said Arisa's not coming back and all 21 others are going to be there.
That is not true.
Okay, maybe you said Big Easy won't be there. You said 20
I
out
said
of 22
no Big
people
Easy.
Are going to come back.
No, I said no to tech.
All right, narrow it down to like 16. We'll see how this goes.
We're having a bigger cast. They need to fill it.
All right, we'll see. Thank you guys for checking out this latest episode, a recap of the final. Congratulations to Yes, our new champion. Congratulations to all of the finalists for completing it and for an entertaining season of some OG content over there on Paramount Plus. Thank you guys again for listening. We'll catch you next week. Take care.